Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Charlize and Jasmine with your 9am Zedlines. In local news, Star Entertainment Group has once again been ruled unsuitable to run a casino in New South Wales due to events occurring last week. The group failed to address a culture of unethical conduct and criminal infiltration, which has raised questions about the approval of newly opened casino in Mianjin, Brisbane. The Star license in Queensland is already under scrutiny. In 2022, on the Gold Coast premises, major accounts of money laundering were revealed. Today at 2 p.m, QUT students will hold a rally at the Gardens Point Kidney Lawn, encouraging university management to enforce the historic vote to cut ties with Israel and the weapons industry. Over 600 students voted in August 15 in favor of investment from the U.S. Air Force, Boeing, and Rheinmetall. It was the biggest pro-Palestine gathering in QUT history.
In national news, the ABC has heard from more than a dozen whistleblowers about allegations of cultural issues within the Queensland Fire Department. It has been revealed that men within the department have collectively been involved in ringing a bell when they believe an attractive female walks by the academy so everyone could have a look. After the bell ringing incidents were raised by Justin Chaveau, General Manager of the Queensland Rural Fire Brigades Association, those involved in the ringing only received a talking to, and the QFD never properly addressed the sexism and harassment allegations. Australia Ambassador in Iran, Ian McConville, has been summoned by Iran's Foreign Ministry over publication of an Instagram post supporting Wear It Purple Day, advocating for LGBTQIA inclusivity. Homosexuality is illegal in Iran, and Iranian diplomats label the post insulting to Iranian and Islamic culture. Iranian Minister of Foreign Affairs states they strongly condemn the action of the Australian Embassy in posting such content that was against the accepted norms. Despite criticisms, the Instagram post remains live on the Australian-Iranian Embassy official Instagram account. Under the caption, "Let's keep championing diversity and inclusion for a brighter, more inclusive future," over 2 days later. In international news, Ugandan opposition leader Bobi Wine was shot in the leg in a confrontation with police outside the capital of Kampala. Photos were posted online that showed Wine surrounded by followers who were yelling that he'd been shot before some rushed him to a car. His party holds the most seats out of any opposition, and street confrontations that Wine has with police often result in violence. The police had not issued a comment on the event. Wine ran for president in 2021, losing to current president Yoweri, and claimed it had been rigged against him.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy and sunny. It's currently 17 degrees with an expected maximum of 23. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 7.2, which is in the high band. That's all your news for 9 a.m. We'll be back at 10 with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zzz.org.au.
On Wednesday, September the